This is DJ Tanis with Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or reproduce for distribution or sale is expressly prohibited by law, unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Toys in the Forest. Enjoy the interview.
Trouble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.TroubleRadioRockShop.com.
Good evening and a very good early morning, Trouble Radio listeners. This is the Tamman here on the Dragon's Den, and I have with me live from France, Max from Toys in the Forest. How you doing, Max?
Hey, hello. I'm fine. I'm ready to rock. I'm doing very good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just woke the poor man out of it. It's very early in France. What city are you in?
I live in Lille. It's just next to the border of Belgium, and it's 1 hour by train from Paris and 2 hours from London by Eurostar. So it's just like in the center of Europe.
Goodness gracious. So for all you people who are listening, it is 3:30 in the morning. This is dedication.
It's always a good time for rock and roll. That's right.
So Max, what do you guys have going on? What's happening with Toys in the Forest these days?
Actually, we are touring right now with the American guitar player Adam Bomb. I don't know if you heard about him. So he's in Europe right now, and we've been doing a few shows in Holland and Germany, and yesterday we were in Belgium doing a live radio gig, and it's doing very good. So we do a lot of touring right now, and it's doing very good. We are promoting the second album called Sex Toys and Rock and Roll, and we are ready for the new album. We're going to go to the studio this summer to write and record a new record. So
excellent.
It's a very busy schedule right now, but we have a good time.
Excellent. Now, the second album, when did you guys release that?
It was like December last year, and it was like a new release, and we started doing a few gigs with this record, and then with MySpace and some radios in America started to play it, and we have a lot of exposure in America now, so in the radios, so not the big radios, but like internet radios, so that's why I'm talking to you tonight.
Excellent. Absolutely outstanding. So that's actually still a relatively new release, so you've been within the last 6 months. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's like a new record, really.
Absolutely. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's like a new record for us now, even if it was just released sometime last year. So we just keep on promoting it. So we thought we could have time to record the new album, but we have so many gigs right now that we just don't know when the new album will be out, but we have a good time now, just being on stage like almost 4 days a week now. So it's quite cool.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So we didn't know. We thought that maybe it would be just like a demo that we would be putting and doing another one. But since this album and all the internet radios and so on, we got in touch with Adam Bomb, and we've been doing a lot of gigs, and it's like never-ending tour right now starting. So it's very good to play this rock and roll.
Now I got to ask, summertime's coming up here. Any plans to try and hit some of the festivals over there this summer?
We have some festivals in June, but it's like small rock and roll festivals, not the biggest ones, but it's going to be cool to play some festivals. We have some festivals in Belgium because it's like our area, and we're starting to find bigger ones. So we have a few ones coming up, so it might
be
cool.
Okay, good. Now I gotta, of course, ask the obvious question. Any plans to try and make it over to the United States?
Actually, we would love it to come and play. We just look forward to coming. We just wait for a good opportunity, or if we're not waiting, we're just trying to come and play.
Yeah, so, I got you.
So far,
absolutely,
we didn't have the opportunity yet, but we just don't even know if we have some fans here. But we would love to come here and play.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You keep touring around Europe and locally, and with all this, with all the added exposure that we can get you on the, you know, on the radio and stuff here. Hopefully, that'll open up some avenues for you and some possibilities.
I would be great to come and play, of course, because it's not a part-time activity. So it's our life. We just play every day, and of course, we'd like to go everywhere. So maybe one day it would be great to come here in America. I have some family living in New York, so maybe one day.
Oh wow! Yeah. There you go, a little family reunion.
Yeah, it would be great. I've never been to America yet, so it would be a good first time to come and do it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. When and if you do come to America, do not go to any of the French restaurants here, because I've been to Paris, and they do not do the food justice here.
Why?
It's just not the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same.
It's probably different.
Yes, it is. It's very different. I mean, you can find very good Italian restaurants, and you can find very good Chinese and some other restaurants, but the French restaurants that I've gone to here in the United States really stink.
Oh, shit. we try to avoid them here because it's too good, so we say, yeah, if we go, we're going to get fat or whatever. We love food here, so it's always a good reason to go to the restaurant and just enjoy the food and good red wine.
But, there you go. Absolutely.
We have the good food here and the good time. But
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good...
Absolutely.
We have the good restaurants and the good food, and we have the good time.
Absolutely, yeah. I went to Paris. Paris was okay for me. I enjoyed the countryside more. I got out to Normandy and a couple of other places. I did a European vacation where I kind of... I got a Eurail pass, and I stayed in some hostels and stuff like that, and I just had a really good time, and yeah, I really liked the countryside there. It was very beautiful, really nice people.
Yeah, people are cool here. Yeah, what is cool in France, that you can have the sunshine if you go to the south of France, just like you can go to Marseille, you can go to Nice, Cannes. And if you like the countryside, if you go to the north of France, like Normandy, or you can go to like the border of Belgium, you have the best beers around, and you can go from the cold to the sunshine, so it's like you can go everywhere. And the more you go to the north of France, and the less things are extensive, so you can do a real tour and try, you know, all the cheese in front of you. Maybe 365 different kinds of cheese here, so you can do a food tour if you want.
Hey, I could do a food tour, and after each cheese, a drink of beer. There we go.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of beer. Woo!
Yeah, we have so many beers here, and we are so fortunate to be at the border of Belgium. It's really, really cheap to have a very good beer.
See, now that sounds like a perennial party.
Yeah, it is. And if you just want to go to Amsterdam, for instance, it's like a 3 hours drive from my place. So we can go to a coffee shop.
Now I have to, we have to grab my wife and we just have to go over there and do that.
and you have the right to go to the coffee shop in Amsterdam, then you just can go to Germany, just 1 hour. You can do a European tour by car and come back home. It's really easy just here to travel and see so many different things for a good budget.
Nice.
It's all about traveling.
Absolutely. I agree totally with you. Hey, I want to get this out of the way really quick before I forget. Where can our listeners go to find Toys in the Forest music for purchase and download?
So, of course, they can listen to the MySpace, which is myspace.com Toys in the Forest. No, it's not .com.
Okay.
It's 3w.myspace/Toys in the Forest. And they can download the songs in in iTunes.
Excellent.
Just check with Toys in the Forest. There is the EP, Sex Toys and Rock and Roll. There are some videos on YouTube that they can check. And for now, it's just a few songs ready to download, but there will be the new album soon, I hope. Like 14 songs to download. We have
good
just
stuff.
Some goodies that they can send us an email if they want to receive. We have made some Toys in the Forest condoms.
We
needed some special goodies. So the album was called Sex, Toys and Rock and Roll, and we thought maybe we can do a special thing that people will remember. So people do T-shirts and everything, so we said we can do the condom.
That's great. Toys in the Forest. That's very appropriate.
Yeah, and you have the girl with a guitar on the condom saying, "Rock me, baby." So.
Oh, my God. That's great stuff. See, now that's the kind of stuff that we could feature on Treble. You know, we could just, you know, get a little merchandise section for the bands, put links up there. Go get your Toys in the Forest condoms.
Yeah,
rock me, baby.
We can send you some of them so that you can offer them to the listeners.
That's great. Good stuff. Good stuff right there.
And actually, we send more condoms than records now.
Okay, now that tells you where people's priorities lie.
Sex and rock and roll.
That's it. Sex and rock and roll. Oh my God. That's crazy insane. Now, okay, so you got all this touring going on, and you said you're playing 4 days a week. Where's the next gig you're playing, and where can people go see you?
Now, we are going to play in a festival near to the sea, and it's going to be like in early May, and now we're going to play tomorrow in Belgium. It's like a Century Rock Festival, and we start the festival now, so it's like four or five bands. And then,
nice, then, you're opening the gig.
Yeah, and now Adam Bomb is in England, and when he comes back in 10 days, we do a few gigs again in Lille. We've been doing some very TV shows too. So, yeah. So I think it's not too bad for what we say, an unsigned band. So we're not signed really to any record company. So we just play as many
record companies
as we can. Sorry?
I was just telling my listeners, you hear that, record companies?
They're looking. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And yesterday we did a live radio gig, just like in the 80s. We just put all the gear at the radio station and played two gigs on the same night for all the listeners with the webcam worldwide. And we recorded the gig on 24 tracks, so we're going to mix it. Maybe I can send you some tracks next time so that you can listen to.
That would be great. Absolutely, that would be great indeed. That's cool. See, we can do that here. That would be kind of a very, because we broadcast out of Northern California in the United States. So that would be a long, that would be a long guitar chord.
Yeah, I can do that. I was really wishing to do some radio gig because most of my favorite bands did it before. So I said, yeah, nobody do it again. So let's rock the radio.
Absolutely, absolutely, indeed. Well, listen, Max. Hey, I'm really glad you came on the show. I want to get you back to bed here, and I've got to wrap things up here for another show coming on. But hey, I want to follow up with you at a more appropriate time.
No, it's okay. When, it's okay. Yeah, well, anytime okay, I get up, I rock and roll. So it's cool to wake up and talk to someone who likes rock and roll. So let's do it.
Okay, cool. No problem with it. What I'll do is we'll arrange to get you guys back on here in the next in the near future, and see how the tour is going, and see how record sales are looking, and see what you got coming in the future. But I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you. And if you send me an address, I will send you some rock and roll condoms for your listeners. So.
Outstanding. Anytime. I'll email it to you. I will email that to you before the day is out today.
Oh, great. Thank you. And thank you for welcoming us on your radio show. It's great.
Excellent, excellent. All righty, buddy. Go back to bed, get some rest, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you so much. And have a good day.
Take it easy. You too, Max.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Rock on.
Rock on. And there you go, people. I woke Max up 3:30 in the morning. He's diehard, hardcore, baby. I'm the Sandman. You are listening to The Dragon's Den, and that was Toys in the Forest.